I'm Jenny Spinner, Chief Editor of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is Ingrained Insights, a thought leadership platform for the snack and bakery industry. Today's guest is Mike Cantore, Vice President of Sales for Carolina Ingredients. His company is one of the competitors in the much-anticipated Flavor Showdown competition at this year's Snackspo. Mike was kind enough to share what attendees might expect at the competition, as well as his perspective of the industry as an expert with more than 25 years of experience in the food business. Well, Mike, could you please tell us a little bit about your company, who Carolina Ingredients is, what you do, areas of specialty, and what sets the company apart from the competition?
Hi, Jenny. Carolina Ingredients is a 33-year-old seasoning blend manufacturer. Started our business in 1990 as a small privately held company in Pineville, North Carolina, which is a suburb of Charlotte. We started blending in the year 2000. And like I said, we were very small at that time. And in January 2010, we moved down to Rock Hill, South Carolina, where I'm sitting today. We moved into a 55,000 square foot seasoning blending facility. And we've been here ever since. So Carolina Ingredients is a seasoning company that works with all facets of the food manufacturing industries. We work with meat and poultry manufacturers, but more importantly, work with snack seasoning manufacturers, which I think we're mainly interested in today. So we work with all the major manufacturers that are out there. We also do some work in what we call further processing. So soups, sauces, dressings, gravies. I think I mentioned we work with the military. We do some products that support the U.S. military, whether it's, our current forces, whether it's, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. But we also work in supporting other militaries as well, that our government supports them in their efforts. Yes. And fighting. So we do that. We are owned by the Mitsubishi Corporation. We were purchased in January 2019 by Mitsubishi International Food Ingredients. So we're a subsidiary of that organization, which is owned by the larger Mitsubishi company, which we all know that is a, from the televisions, the cars, the insurance, banks. Because of that, we're owned by Mitsubishi. It really does set us apart in a lot of different ways. We have access to their family of food ingredients. So Mitsubishi, for most people, they don't know that they do have a very vibrant food business. So we have access and direct access to, like, yeast extracts, for instance, from the Mitsubishi company called Kogen. So because we have direct access, we get a lot of support from those manufacturers, as well as we just use them in our day-to-day business, which a lot of them are using our snack seasonings. Also, with that purchase, we did buy a lot of equipment. We've got a lot of investment into our company. So we have a Matcon blender, which is a tumble blender. That blender does have the ability where we attach an NIR camera. NIR stands for near infrared. And while the blend is actually tumbling, it takes 60 pictures per second of each individual ingredient, which has its own footprint. Yeah. And it's really great, number one, for efficiency. It allows us to know when the blend is 100% homogeneous, but also we've been really participating in the trend of adding healthful ingredients to our seasonings. So, for instance, probiotics, we do a lot of additional probiotics into our blends. So you only put a probiotic in at a very small percentage. So as the blend is tumbling, it's watching that probiotic. And when it's 100% blended, it tells us to stop. So this way we can guarantee, with scientific evidence, to show our customers that the 500 million or the 1 billion CFUs per serving is actually correct in the seasoning blend that we sell to them. So it's very innovative, and it has been setting us apart, especially out there in snack seasonings, with that trendy environment of adding healthful ingredients. So we're doing it with turmeric, ashwagandha, lion's mane, all sorts of cool ingredients that that our customers are asking for.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if we could talk about you a little bit. Let's talk about how you got to Carolina Ingredients, how you came to be a leader in the seasoning and spice field, and what you like best about what you do every day.
Going way back, I graduated from college in 1996 from Clemson University. Go Tigers. I decided to, and my major was animal science. My minor was meat and dairy foods. So I decided to get into the food processing end of animal agriculture. And so I went to go work for some large poultry and meat manufacturers for about 5 years. When I finished up, I was a plant superintendent at a large poultry manufacturer here in North Carolina. And that allowed me to learn a lot of things that I think makes me a better salesperson to the snack and food industries today. I learned a lot about efficiency. I learned about management. I learned how to manage people, how to calculate my pounds per man hour, and things that that help me talk to my customers more intelligently today, because I can actually talk to them about their operational side. So not just walking in and selling a seasoning and checking a box and walking out, I do have that in-depth knowledge of the plant floor. So from that, I decided to take that skill set and go into sales. I took a job outside of the industry for about 2 or 3 years that learned that taught me how to sell, how to speak to people, and features and benefits and all that textbook sales stuff. But I found this job on Monster.com, if you remember Monster.com.
Oh gosh, yeah.
2003. And so I've been here since December 2003. So I'm working on my 20th year at Carolina Ingredients. So when I started here, we were just a small privately held company that, had just started seasoning blending, and was able to take that business from, 20 to 30 employees to the 100 employees that we have today. So I'm at this point, I think I'm the longest term employee at Carolina Ingredients. I've watched us grow from, the small company that we were. So it's been quite the journey. What I love about Carolina Ingredients is that, I really love food, right? I'm a huge, foodie. I love to eat, and I love to talk to people about it. So I always tell the story, in my neighborhood that, there's a lot of bankers. Charlotte's a huge banking town. So I go to, these parties in my neighborhood, and, who wants to talk about finances, right? So they always want to, hey, Mike, what do you do? And then when I start talking about that, they're always asking the question, hey, I ate this bag of Cheetos, and tell me how they make it into that shape, or, what's that orange stuff that's still on my hands after I'm done eating, or how is a hot dog made? Right. And I could talk about that. And I'm always seemingly the most interesting person, at the party. And my job affords me that opportunity to talk about things like that, because I talk to everybody, whatever type of food manufacturer it's out there. We, and it was just such a great team here. Again, we've been added to by, being purchased by Mitsubishi. We have 100 of the most passionate people about the food industry that you will ever find. And we have seven core cultures at Carolina Ingredients, and the number one is passionate about creating value. Everybody here is passionate about, doing something for our customers. And it's always fun to walk in and walk out with a purchase order, and that's great and all, but sometimes we just go and we advise. Hey, I could walk in, use my experience, and I could say, hey, you might be more efficient by doing this, or this might save you money by, taking this line and making this L turn versus, doing it the way you're doing it. So I think that sets Carolina Ingredients apart, and also sets me apart in my career here as a vice president of sales for Carolina Ingredients. And again, just working with the amazing group of people that we have has just been is such a blessing. And it's the old adage, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm a true example of a person that's been so blessed to have a great career in the food business, just because I love it so much.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about consumer trends in the snack and bakery flavor field and how exactly Carolina Ingredients works to keep ahead of the curve and give the people what they want.
Yeah, I think, Jenny, I think the number one thing that we do is we're all consumers here, right? And I think everybody's a consumer. And frankly, my wife will kick me in the rear end and tell me to get out on Saturday. She'll send me out this, and I that's what I enjoy doing. I go to Costco every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. I'm there when the doors open, and I walk around. I see what's new, what's trendy. I go to Publix, I go to Trader Joe's, I go to all the retail outlets that I can, and I love to find new and innovative flavors and things on the shelves. I'll buy them, I'll bring them back to our R&D lab. We do have a R&D lab here at Carolina Greens. We have five food scientists there, and I'll just hand them the rice cake or the piece of marinated chicken that I'll find and ask them just to make it. And then, we'll have a customer in mind to bring that to. So that's number one, where we go out there and a lot of times our customers will come to us, their salespeople, their customer base, who are the retailers, will come out and they'll say, hey, this is something that we want. We have a lot of access with Snack International being, strong partners with Snack, where we can get IRI data, Euromonitor data, see what's new and trendy that way, bring that back to R&D, have them create things. Because we are a huge food-centered town here in Charlotte, North Carolina, we have a Johnson & Wales campus that has a culinary art program. We have some amazing young up-and-coming chefs in this community that, even come down here to Rock Hill and come with some real neat, innovative dishes and all. And a lot of times we go out to eat a lot here, and I will ask the waitress to bring the chef out, or let me talk to the owners and say, hey, I want to know more about this rub that you put on my Delmonico steak. And sometimes they'll tell me about it, they'll give it to me or whatever, and I'll take it right into R&D and say, hey, this is something that I thought was really good. Let's see what we can do and get something like that. And I'll have a customer in mind, and we'll bring that out on a proactive basis to our consumer base. And that's really, again, the fun part of what we do is, hey, I noticed that you came out with this popcorn, flavor. What about the next iteration of that? Can we maybe try this? And we can coat it on the base. We can send them the seasoning, let them coat it. And it really does a good job of keeping us ahead of the trends. So yeah, that would be it.
I was going to ask you, we are a little less than 2 weeks away from SnackSpo 23, and Carolina Ingredients will be participating in the much anticipated Flavor Showdown competition. This isn't your first time. You've been through this rodeo a couple times. I was wondering if you could tell a little bit about the Flavor Showdown and why your company takes part.
Yeah, the Flavor Showdown competition is, been going on for the last 4 or 5 years now, and or the last 4 or 5 trade shows. And it's one of the most fun parts of SnackSpo for us. It's basically the seasoning companies from all over the United States will participate if they so choose to submit their best coated base. So we're a seasoning company, so we would have to take our seasonings, we apply it onto the base, whether it's an extruded puff, popcorn, or a potato chip, or tortilla chip, or whatever your base might be. And we will put our best foot forward for our best sweet and our best savory seasoning. And we will put it out there, and they're shown on an anonymous basis. And the attendees of SnackSpo walk in, they try everything, and on an unbiased basis, they will make a vote. And at the very end, at the closing party, then they award the seasoning company for the best sweet and savory snack seasoning. We participate because number one, it's fun how we stack up against the competition. And see who puts who's seasoning reigns supreme. Also, it's really good on the networking. So people know that we participate. Again, I won't tell you what we're showing this year or what we're entering, but
Awesome.
it's a lot of fun to talk to people that come up to the booth, and we ask, hey, did you go over to the Flavor Pavilion? And they may come back and say, hey, we really enjoyed the Mexican hot chocolate seasoning on a popcorn. And that's not what we're submitting, by the way, but they'll come up, and then we can just have that start having that conversation as to what they're interested in, what they're looking for. And the Flavor Showdown competition really does afford us a great opportunity to network with a lot of the our current customers as well, the new customers. SnackSpo this year has a huge focus on emerging brands. So we're hoping to meet a lot of new companies. And so to have that the Flavor Showdown competition as a means to start the conversation really does help.
That's interesting. We're almost out of time. But before I go, I thought I'd ask you one more question about SnackSpo. Other than your booth, other than the Flavor Pavilion, what are some of the things you're most looking forward to at the show this year?
Number one, Jenny, is networking. We do a lot of great business throughout the year. This is a great way for us to meet all of our existing customers and new prospective customers in one place. SnackSpo and Snack International offers an amazing outlet And we go to a lot of trade shows, but honestly, SnackSpo is the best for networking. You know, for whether you're a manufacturer or a vendor, the fact that I can meet other vendors, you know, perhaps there's a new oil company that we don't know about that's going to be there. So it allows us to help our business, but most importantly, the fact that I get to meet all of our customers in one central location, you know, the opportunity to go out after the show, during the show, to go network for dinners or whatnot. And, you know, allows us to just have those good conversations while everybody's focused on that business. A lot of times you make a sales call and somebody's got 10 other things going on. It might not be a good day. Somebody's at SnackSpo, they're ready to talk and to do good business. So I'm extremely excited. Carolina Greens is a huge supporter of Snack International and the and everything that they stand for. So we're very excited to participate and sponsor.
Well, I'm excited to go to and to see what you've got going on when you're ready to tell everybody. Mike from Carolina Ingredients, thanks a lot for your time. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jenny. It was a pleasure talking to you.
I thank you to you for listening. This has been In Great Insights.